Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In this week's episode, we have an important conversation to have, and it's about giving my audience, you, a voice in the matter. What do we do next as we come to the end of season 8? If you're new to the podcast, super happy that you're here. And if you've been here before, you've been here for a long time, I'm obviously very, very happy that you're here again. And I love doing this podcast, but I started 8 years ago doing the podcast on a request. I was teaching classes at the Brief Lab. I'd already written the book Brief. It was a few years into that. And a number of people in my class down in North Carolina said to me, you know, you should do a podcast. And my immediate reaction was, why? And I was thinking of like the podcast format of like the Joe Rogan. We have a guest on every week. And I'm thinking, okay, my life is that's logistically complicated. I started thinking about, you know, what that would look like and how that might be. And I really asked, you know, quite honestly, like what is the reason why you want, I think I should do a podcast. And the answer was pretty simple. They're like, hey, listen, you teach us all these things in the class. The book is good, but just keeping that conversation going, giving us insights, giving us additional depth and dimension and recommendations could be helpful for us to get better at the skill of being a clear, concise communicator. So that's how the podcast started. And when I did it, I had, you know, plenty of material I'm always looking for new insights, new topics, new recommendations. And as we get close to the end of season 8, I'm wondering, you know, what do we do next? And I have to say that over the last month or so, I put out a kind of a request for talking about this new trilogy of books called Clarity at Work Collection, which if you go to thebrieflab.com/books, you'll see that Brief, Noise, and Quiet Works are all packaged together in a collection. And I put out a promotion code. So if you buy a book, one set, you get the second half off using the code Clarity. And the response is really strong. Actually, I got a lot of emails from listeners like you, and I started really, you know, I don't ask, as you notice in this podcast, I don't have sponsors. I did for a while, but I stopped doing that. I don't have a lot of like, you know, calls to action and you need to buy this or pitch you that. I'm trying to do this as a way to keep you sharp in this regard, to keep you focused, to keep you on message, on point, to be improving as a communicator. And I just started thinking about, okay, what's next? Do I start season 9? Do I just call it quits and just say, okay, the podcast's over? I recently started a newsletter, I mentioned this last week, on LinkedIn called Just Saying. And I do that every other week on Monday. Maybe that newsletter replaces the podcast and we kind of sunset the podcast very gently. And I just kind of like don't say anything and I pull an Irish goodbye. I don't know if you're familiar with an Irish goodbye, but I'll just share it with you really quickly because all of my grandparents are from Ireland and it's sort of in our blood. But an Irish goodbye is sort of leave without telling anybody. There's a lot on that if you haven't heard it before, but basically it's you're at a party and you don't want to say goodbye because you can think it's going to cause a ruckus or maybe ruin the party or send the wrong message. You just kind of slip out the back door without telling anybody. That's called an Irish goodbye. My parents, by the way, were really good at it, and I think I'm pretty good, but I didn't want to do that on the podcast. I did not want to pull an Irish goodbye. So as we wrap up season 8, and this will be the last episode of season 8, because we're going to take a little bit of a break around the Christmas holidays, I wanted to ask you a question. You know, should we move forward or should we just kind of like hang it up and just use the newsletter on LinkedIn? And I'm just going to cut to the chase. I want to hear from you. I don't do this from my, you know, for fun or just for, you know, because I'm trying to pit something or for my health, notoriety or anything like that. I really do it to help the people that go through our programs, the people who read the books, to have additional insights and perspectives that would make them better. And, you know, if I've ended that and I don't need to do it anymore, it doesn't make any sense to do it. You know, if you have nothing to say, say nothing. Or if you said what you needed to say, then that's that, in the spirit of brevity. So what I'd like you to do, to consider is sending me an email directly at jmccormack, so it's MCCORMACK, at thebrieflab.com, thebrieflab.com. And it doesn't have to be a long email. It doesn't have to be like faint, you know, I'm asking you to say nice things, whatever. Just, but do you think I should continue? I'm considering maybe going every other week. alternating with the newsletter on LinkedIn to keep it going. And here's a couple of thoughts of how I think the podcast might be in maybe a slightly different state. I'm still thinking that the podcast would be about 15 minutes long. I still think the podcast needs to come out, but maybe not weekly, maybe every other week. Love to hear your thoughts on that. And it's just me talking, because I'm not really thinking about adding guests. And there's a reason for that, and I'll share that with you. Having guests on a podcast is great. For me, logistically, the lining up all those people and to do that in 15 minutes is very, very difficult. Most people, you can't even get a conversation started. And I think the long form interview format of podcasts of having people on for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour. I mean, I was on a guest of a guy's podcast not that long ago that was like an hour and a half long. I don't think brief podcasts should be an hour and a half long. So it's kind of off brand, if you will. So guests aren't really an option. We've tried it before. It wasn't really that successful. But here might be a different twist using themes. I'm just going to throw out a couple themes to see if this might spark some interest. The first is just like brief challenges. Like, what challenges do you face in your specific environment that you want to bring to me? And maybe I would address, you know, a challenge that you have, very real. Like, and I'll maybe just address your first name and like, hey, I heard from Phil and Phil said his challenge is blank, and I'll go break that down and put a recommendation for Phil, but for everybody who might have a similar challenge. That might be one category, brief challenges. The second category I'm thinking is like brief breakthroughs. Sorry for the all these alliterations, but, you know, successes. You know, did you have a specific success by using what you've learned at the Brief Lab, what you've learned through our programs on the podcast, reading the book, that you put it into action and actually worked in a noticeable way for you? It was like almost like a case study or like a success, like a success story. Again, in each one of these cases, whether it's a challenge or a breakthrough, I want to hear from you. I don't want to be like making it up or saying, you know, oh, you know, this was submitted, but nobody. I would actually have to hear them from you. And then the third one, I think could be kind of interesting, is a book review. I've done a couple of those in the past. I get a lot of people's recommendations like, you should read this book or you should read that book. And what I would love there is your synopsis of the book and why you like it. And then I can skim it, I can read it, and then I could put my take on your review. And it doesn't have to be super long, but if you've read a book that you has had a huge impact on you and you want me to share it with a broader group of listeners, maybe a brief book review. So just maybe that would be the third category. So what I'm looking for really in this particular episode, if you will, the last of season 8, is your opinion. Giving me your opinion directly, just as you think, you know, should we continue? We can, and it might be great, or we could just stop at season 8. That might be an option as well. But I want to hear from you, from your listeners. And many of the people that listen to, I know you personally. Some I don't. And again, my motivation over the years is to try to do anything I can to make you better in this regard. But what I don't want to do is overstay my welcome when it comes to a podcast. This is the 360th episode, so that's not a small amount of episodes. There's enough material there to write many books, which I'm not going to do because it's already been written. But if you went back in the archives, so to speak, and if you go to thebrieflab.com, you'll find, or whoever you listen to us, you'll find episodes, and you can search for episodes where I'm updating our resources page. We've got a tools section on our site called Brief Bridge, which we're going to be revamping. And recently, I went through all of the 350-some, just a few weeks ago, at the time of 357 episodes, and I picked sort of my favorites. One of my colleagues was saying, it was your greatest hits, and I'm like, well, that's not exactly true. My reply back to the person is, it doesn't have to be good to be a classic. But these are ones that if I had to pick like 25 episodes that I think are really noteworthy or ones that I enjoyed recording or even more meaningful, that's going to be in the tools section of Brief Bridge pretty soon, the next few weeks. So that's my ask for you today. I've loved doing the podcast because I've heard from people that it's helpful. But again, I don't want to overstay my welcome. I want to know if it's meaningful for you. So maybe if I can ask you a favor, do me this. Send me an email at jmccormack@thebrieflab.com. And tell me what you think. Tell me what you think I should do at the end of season 8. I know you're busy, but if you think I should stop, that's good. That's not going to be bad news for me. If you say I should continue, that's not good news. It's just, I want to know your opinion and why. What is your recommendation and why? And then thinking if those categories of brief challenges, brief breakthroughs, brief book reviews would be categorically areas that you might want to engage and connect with me and suggesting content that's relevant to you, timely for you, meaningful for you. I'm all in. I mean, if I'm ready and willing to do it. I think maybe going every other week would be good. Maybe dial down the frequency a bit now that I'm doing the LinkedIn newsletter called Just Saying, the same name. That's it. So I would love to hear from you, please. And if you could just, after you listen to, just send me an email right away. Don't put it off like 3 days later. So when it's fresh, if I can get my inbox filling with comments, that would really be helpful to me for to make a decision. Again, this is the last episode of season 8. So the next one, if there is a next one in season 9, will be based on the feedback that I get from you in a way forward. So this is all about increasing my, relevance to you, my connection to you, if that is in fact what you need. So send me a message and tell me how you like me to move forward. One more season or enough's enough. Just saying.